But it gets the hair just to standing up on your arms, the Olympic theme song. It's about, 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm John Bauer, along with Heidi Holton. And we are joined by Sean Ice-Apel. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. You look like you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go today.
Yep.
Did you get some sleep last night?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, can I ask first, why are you called Ice?
Because I used to play softball for tertiary.
Yeah, and what does ICE mean, though?
I don't know. They just give me that nickname.
It's a good name.
And I understand last night you got a couple of hits or one hit in softball?
I got a base hit, first bat, then I went to third.
First to third?
Yeah. After that, then one of my teammates on my softball team hit a single, then I scored.
Boy. Well, that's where running those bases fast, that's getting you ready for the Special Olympics coming up.
I'd like to say special congrats to Dynasty, they won last night, and Casey Conda.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right.
He told me to say that last night.
Oh, geez. Always looking for a shout-out. Somebody's looking for a shout-out. So, Sean, you work for the Grand Rapids Vocational Services?
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
For a couple of years.
And you also have your own business?
Yes.
And what do you do?
I cut grass, noble, sometimes rake leaves.
And do you do anything in the wintertime? Do you shovel?
I shovel and snowball.
And so you have your own business, and do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah.
Do you have your own hours?
Nope.
Have you ever seen John cut grass and how nuts he is? You can probably imagine if you know John. He's got like special ways that he has to go, right?
Yeah. Do you try and do perfectly straight lines, Sean, and stuff like that?
Oh. Yeah, see, he's like me.
Well, what the heck?
What's the point, John?
Do you just go around in circles until it's all... Oh, for goodness sakes. We got to do a little bit more training with you.
Or we need to work on John. It's better
yet. I'm thinking about getting in rider one of these days.
Oh, okay. I heard if you get a rider, you got to get one of those ones that are... so you can spin on a dime.
One of my friends here with us, he's going to talk to his friend.
Okay. All right. So let's start talking about Special Olympics. Okay. How long have you been in Special Olympics?
Close to 6 or 7 years.
Oh, so you've been doing it a while.
Yep.
And
I got done, it was in Oklahoma, where I used to live.
Okay. And what events did you do back then when you were in Oklahoma? If you can remember.
I can't remember.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So what?
Because I do downhill skiing too.
Downhill skiing?
Yep.
Oh my! I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that ice. You didn't downhill ski in Oklahoma. That doesn't sound like a true story.
No, up here I did.
Oh yeah, up here you did. Okay. So what events are you in now in the Special Olympics?
I'm in 4x4 relay, shot put, 50-meter dash. And I hung with me a dash.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot. So you must train for this. What's that like?
It's fun.
How often do you practice?
Practice is over with.
Well, but before that, how often did you practice?
Yesterday. From Mondays and Wednesdays.
Do you run behind your lawnmower to get in shape?
No.
What's your favorite one?
Shot put.
And how heavy is the shot put?
8 pounds.
And do you have coaches that teach you, like, the technique?
No.
And
I did it before.
No. I mean, do you know? Oh, so you know how to throw a shot put. So you kind of turn your back and you put it underneath your chin and you rock and you throw it.
No. I take 3, 4 steps and toss it as far as I could get it. Then at the area meet, I toss it at 7.66 meters.
Okay.
And Mr. Bauer wants to know, how many meters was that?
Well, so do you do a good job on the shot put? Are you up among the leaders?
I took first place.
Whoa.
And I first place in my relay team, and first place for the 100-meter dash, and fourth place 50-meter dash.
50-meter dash, okay. So you're better at long distance.
Yeah.
You kind of start picking up the speed at 50 yards. I want to go back to the shot put, though. You sound like you're not... What's your technique? Do you throw like an Olympian?
Yeah.
You don't just throw like a baseball. Do you put it under your chin?
Nope.
Well, you got to tell me what you do.
Just like this.
Oh, you just toss it like a softball?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's pretty strong then. Why don't you learn the Olympic technique?
But yeah, I used to do it a long time ago.
Yeah?
I took first place at state a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but you just decided that you don't want to throw that. Okay. Okay, so the 4x4, is that a 4x4 100 or 4x4 50?
It's a relay team.
Yeah, but I mean, how far do you run?
Like a... I'm not sure.
Seth, do you know how far he runs in the 4x4?
About 25 meters.
25 meters. Do you like to run?
Yeah.
Do you have special shoes?
Yep, I got them on at my place.
Okay. Hi, do you got any questions for Sean?
What? So it's coming up, right? The big competition.
Yeah, when is it?
This Friday I'm competing. After that, then I'm going to chase up lots of girls down in the city.
You're going to chase lots of girls down?
That's what your son said.
Oh, where?
Bloomington.
Oh, in Bloomington. So are you, have to get up like super early, right?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
You better get some sleep because you didn't get any sleep last night.
I'm not going to shop all tonight.
Okay, that's smart. So do you get to stay in a hotel and stuff?
Yep. We're staying in Bloomington at the Country Inn and Airport One. After this, the competition is in St. Paul.
Okay, and is it all day Saturday and that's it, or is it 2 days?
Friday, Saturday, and then coming back Sunday.
And is this like the state tournament or?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yep.
Do you have a lot of friends in Special Olympics?
Yeah.
From not necessarily here, but also from all other places?
Yeah, some little bit of them.
Well, I can't wait to. I sure wish I could come down and watch it. Hope somebody maybe does a little video. I've seen you in a video run on the 100 meter. You really go.
And that was a relay.
Yeah, and you're the only guy I know of your size that when you run, your shoulders don't move.
Yep. Oh, in your dream, John.
Now, you know John from softball, right?
Yep.
Be honest, what kind of player is he?
He's a good player.
Is he as good as Max?
Yeah.
So, Ice, what do you love going to softball?
Yep.
And you are basically the coach?
I'm a first base coach. And player.
And you know what?
I like to make a special congratulations to Max Bauer. He's having his first baby ever. That's John's son.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go back to softball now. Okay. You know, what I like about you is, because I'm old and I just play occasionally when they need somebody. And when I coach a base, very few of the guys that are out there listen to you.
Yep.
They won't even look at you because I know, I just shut up. They listen to you, Ice, because you are loud and you're always calling out no outs, two outs.
Yep.
And I appreciate that. You're really into the game. You must really enjoy it.
I've been coaching softball for Dynasty about 3 years.
And it's something you look forward to?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's nobody that looks better in a uniform than you.
Except one person I don't want to talk about.
Well, let's not talk about him now. So we want to thank you for getting up. We want to thank Seth for bringing you in.
Okay, thank you.
And you're going to go do some mowing now?
Yep.
All right. Just don't hurt yourself. Coloring.
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself because you got special competition coming up. All right.
Okay.
That's Ice. Sean Ice Abel joining us. He's going to be participating in the State Special Olympics down in Minneapolis this weekend. We wish him best of luck.
Go get him, Ice.
Yep.